He's an ass. And he's dumb. Dumbass.
Imagine if I just start each episode counting down from my episode number. 100. 99. 98. 97. 96. 95. Yeah, it'd be fucking annoying if I did that every episode. But today is Black Friday, or as I call it, the absence of color Friday. Because I don't see color, okay? I mean, I do see color, I'm not colorblind. But happy absence of color Friday. And hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I hope that not too many of us got into fights with family members who we didn't even really care who went over to. Hypothetically, I mean, you know, a lot of tension on Thanksgiving amongst most families in America. I've been cooking all day and no one wants to eat any of this. Well, use some salt, you bitch. So probably a few of the conversations that had happened around some of the tables. Hope everyone sat around, said what they were thankful for. I wonder if anyone's ever sitting around and being thankful that Christopher Columbus came over. And when he came over, the Indians had made sure to make them a dinner when they got off the boat of turkey and sweet mashed potatoes and stuffing. And Christopher Columbus and them probably brought a pig that they roasted, so then they had a ham. And then on Black Friday, Color of Absence Friday, the next day, the settlers decided that it was half off of the whole country. And fast forward, here we are today. And that's pretty much all I got to say about that for now. This episode is made possible thanks to some homegrown, high-quality Granddaddy Perp, grown by yours truly. As the grower's name is yours truly, Dipshit Dal. But, anyways, enough about that. You know, just get some soil, get a light, water some shit, and stuff grows. It's like what we're doing here, okay? We start out as a seed. We've been going close to a year. It's germinating, okay? This is a long seed. It's like avocado. Growing one of those from seed. They take for fucking ever. Alright? So, thanks for bearing with me. If you're new, welcome. I am Dipshit Dell. This is the Daily Dumbass. I get it. If you hop into the podcast, most of the time you go all the way to the first episode. And at that point, we were just germinating, you know? And now I believe that we might have sprouted a root or two. I don't think we're quite implanted in the soil, but it's a metaphor. You gotta walk before you run. Crawl. It's always a good thing to be able to do. If you don't learn how to crawl, then you ain't walking nowhere. Get over here. Anyways, enough of that. I think in school what we should have a class, and it's just a real ass class. Class of realness, and it plays just the stuff that helps you think. I don't know what I'm rambling about at this point. I'm doing this episode on cartoons, specifically South Park, that has predicted the future. Now, is it predicting the future? I don't know. Could be. They might have some sort of deep insight on different things going on. The guys might have done a particular batch of mushrooms that, if you've watched Avatar, you know, all the plants are connected, and they might have had one batch of mushrooms that was connected to a different batch of mushrooms, and it caused them to be on a level plane of thinking with someone else who had taken those mushrooms. Perhaps an elite, like of the Skull and Bones or something. I don't know, okay? This episode's kind of like that episode of Always Sunny, of Charlie in the Mailroom. We just got strings ran all over the place. Okay, but the thing is about the conspiracy theorists, they're right. 60% of the time, every time. And, I don't know. I just wanted to go into this episode. I've talked about South Park a few times, but they've done a wonderful job, as well as The Simpsons, of just having content come out that years later that people are like, "Ooh, they predicted the future." Yeah, they might have. And it's also known that the government also does things with top writers where they have them come in and they're like, "Okay, what would a scenario be?" And the writers have to come up with a scenario, and then CIA and stuff will kind of sit there and come up with the plan off of something that someone's created. Because, I mean, parallel thinking, you know, it's all just a simulation. But enough with that. In 1999, South Park had an episode about Pokemon when Pokemon was coming up. And the boys were playing Pokemon on the Nintendo. Something happened. There was like a storm. And then it caused the connection from the boys' game to go up to the satellite, and then Pokemon became real, and they became overlords, overwatching our every move, and, you know, much like how Pokemon Go uses your data and watches you on stuff like that. So that was back in 1999, whenever they came up with that one. They did a trigger warnings thing where The Catcher in the Rye book was banned, and the boys realized that people wanted to read something that was banned more than something that was not banned. So then they decided that they were going to write the most offensive book ever, and it caused, you know, the warnings to have to go in front of shows, and, well, it didn't cause it, but like it basically predicted that all these shows are going to have warnings, even though it could be a warning that it's going to have a severe language and you might hear fuck one time. Or it might be like, I don't know, just the warnings are weird, but you know what you do. They also predicted sports teams changing their names. There was an episode where Chef and Jimbo, so with Chef being on it, you know, it was a while back. But they were having a debate about teams needing to change their names because of it being racist, where the Cleveland Indians were brought up. They also had an episode where in 2014, it was talking about the Washington Redskins. There was an episode about the Washington Redskins, and then 6 years later, the football team from Washington is born. And 18 years before Me Too, there was an episode called Misconduct. And it's actually, so it was 18 years before the whole Me Too movement, and then 7 years before the first court-documented term of Me Too. The kids were visited by Petey the Pedo Panda, and he tells them about how it's not right to touch people inappropriately. And then from there, the kids start doing false accusations on each other, blaming them for, doing whatever. And it's a bunch of different court cases and stuff like that. Now, I'm not saying Me Too, they were all doing bullshit, but it was just like one person started it and then it kept going from there. And that was pretty interesting in their episode called Misconduct. They also had one of drone warfare. And in real life, we're not talking about on South Park, in 2014, Michael Brown was killed by the cops. And then, like, shortly after that, they had an episode. And it was all these people on South Park, all the citizens bought drones. And they were going around basically watching the police do their stuff. And well, then the police force got drones. And the police force drones was taking out the other citizen drones. And it was like drone warfare. And the episode actually came out a year before the South American Olympic, or not South American, South Korean Olympics, where the police force actually used drones to keep other drones from flying in through where the Olympics were going on and filming it. Like, the police drones would go in and, like, take down the other drones or whatever. In 2017, Randy Marsh, Tegrity Farms, he's taking down Christopher Columbus statues, and he's going through the canceling of Christopher Columbus, talking about how he was a terrible person. And then Stan comes across some pictures of Randy dressed up as Christopher Columbus at every event possible. And it's funny because 2 days after this episode aired, the New York Times had an article about a librarian who refused a box of Dr. Seuss books from Melania Trump. And so she refused the box, saying that Dr. Seuss books are racist. And it became a news story. Well, they did what journalists do, and they dove down and they found some pictures. Probably didn't have to dig that deep on her Instagram or Facebook, and found pictures of her, like, full-on dressed up like Dr. Seuss, like, wearing the Cat in the Hat and hugging the Cat in the Hat animal or stuffed animal, and holding up the Green Eggs and Ham book. But she didn't want to accept the package from the First Lady because Dr. Seuss was a racist. So, you know, that's interesting, just 2 days before all that happened. In 1998... there was an episode called Chef's Salty Balls. And then Cartman makes a comment about all the indie films being about gay cowboys eating pudding. And 7 years later, the hit smash of Brokeback Mountain came out. But Wendy had made the indie film of two gay cowboys, and it became a sensational hit. I mean, the Brokeback Mountain book was already out, so they might have just read the book and then went from there with that. And in 2014, they predicted Ebola. Or not, they might have predicted Ebola. It could have been that they predicted it, or that they're watching news and news is talking about Ebola happening in other countries, much like the news was covering COVID in China before it came over here. And on that episode of them talking about Ebola, it was caused by gluten diets and people lack of eating gluten. There's also episode where it's a brief comment. This is not Ebola, this is something else. I'm just kind of rolling through my notes here. There's a news comment where it says that people said that Carnival Cruise Lines smelled like poop. And years later, Carnival Cruise Line was actually stopped at sea because their poop line broke and caught fire, and people were stranded on deck for 3 to 4 days without working bathrooms. Yeah. Jared from Subway. In 02, they had an episode about how Jared lost his weight because he had AIDS. And throughout the episode, it's the thing where he's talking about how he has AIDS and that's how he helped. That's how he lost his weight. Well, everyone had assumed that he had the human immunovirus, and that wasn't the case. He ended up having AIDS of younger people helping him lose his weight. And, you know, much time later, Jared comes back on to South Park as a terrible boss, mistreating the young boys who's working for him. So there's that. Chipotle away. Predicted Chipotle getting E. coli in 2000. So there's the episode where Billy Mays, all the ghosts of celebrities like Billy Mays and I think Michael Jackson and... Oh no, that's ignorant. No. No, not me. And I think, I don't know who the fuck was all in the episode, but Billy Mays was selling a product of Chipotle away where it was able to get the blood stains of Chipotle out of your underwear. And Chipotle ended up having a E. coli breakout in a couple of their locations, which there's no Chipotle away that exists to get those bloodstains out of your underwear. In 2016, Cartman talks to Elon Musk about going to Mars because Earth's Wi-Fi sucks. 1 year later, Elon Musk and SpaceX have plans for going to Mars. Elon might have watched the episode and just been like, it's not a bad idea. I might try it. Sounds good. Predicted Mel Gibson going insane. In their episode with Mel Gibson, Cartman starts a Nazi sympathist group who's all for Mel Gibson, and Stan is, I believe, going against him, and then Kenny and Kyle are just, they're like, whatever, the movie sucked, talking about Passion of the Christ. Well, Mel Gibson, shows portrayed as being a anti-Semitist. Well, a few years later, he's arrested, and he says that, this is a quote from Mel Gibson, that all the Jews are responsible for the wars. For every war. Might have been method acting. I mean, they killed Jesus. They also had an episode where Randy asked Osama bin Laden to help take out the Jersey Shore cast, because the Jersey Shore cast was going to take over America and the world. And Al-Qaeda comes in, saves the day in a plane. And as they're giving Osama bin Laden a award, U.S. forces come in overhead and take him out. 7 months later, Obama has an announcement that they took out Osama bin Laden. And it was obviously like the year of his second term of election. Coincidence? I think not. Trump's president. In 2015, they had an episode that the Canadian version of Donald J. Trump, they had a prediction that he would become president of Canada. He even built a wall in Canada. It was a great wall. And, yeah, they had the episode in 2015 saying that he would be president in Canada. Whenever the 2016 election came around, Mr. Garrison, who's now Mr. President, was doing the... He was being president. Like, they didn't want to give Trump more light than everyone else was giving. And that was pretty interesting on their part. But, you know, in 2015 they had the Canadian version of Trump who had a wall and had a great wall. But That's what I'm saying, is schools need to teach South Park, okay? History repeats itself. Maybe these guys are a race of aliens from the future. Who knows? Like I said, this is like a Charlie Kelly melt room episode with strings all over the place. I'm Dipshit Dal. This is Daily Dumbass. I'm out.